While I draw sleeping bread. When my eyes shall close in bed, when I rise to worlds unknown, and behold, beyond thy throne, Rock of Ages, clear for me.
Where you may walk and be clean.
because he lives.
591.
Say again.
591.
591. We'll change over to service with this. Stand in the direction, please. 591.
There is an unseen hand to me that leads through ways I cannot see. While going through this world of woe, this angel leads me as I go. I'm trusting through the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land. And some sweet day I'll reach that friend, still guided by the unseen hand. His hand has led through shadows drear, and while it leads, I have no fear. I hope he'll lead me to that home where sin nor sorrow ever can come. I'm trusting the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land. And some sweet day I'll reach that strand, still guided by the unseen hand. I long to see my Savior's face and sing the story saved by grace, and there upon that golden strand I'll praise Him for His guiding hand. I'm trusting through the this weary land, and some sweet day I'll reach that strand, still guided by the unseen hand.
So thank you this morning for the this long service, and you mean me? Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we bow again in thy holy presence. Lord, as has been stated here more than once this morning, Lord, we thank you so much for the presence that you blessed our little meeting with, even to this point in the service. And Lord, we just pray that that you would extend that spirit into the furthest of the service. And Lord, that you would just pour it out on Brother Dennis as he stands to preach thy word, Lord. And Lord, that you would pour it out on us as the smallest thing, but Lord, to hear. Oh, Lord, that we might give you the rightly praise and honor, Lord, that you so rightly deserve. And Lord, we know that we need thy grace, thy spirit. Lord, we need all things that pertain to you to even be able to do that in this weak flesh in a way that be pleasing to you. Now, Lord, we pray just now for these requests that have been lifted up here this morning. Lord, there have been those that have been spoken here in times past, Lord, and And maybe a new request that we've heard this morning, Lord, and we just pray that you'd see each of those according to thy will, Lord. There are those that are facing terrible sicknesses, Lord, that there doesn't seem to be any hope, Lord. But we just pray that you'd see those, and Lord, that you'd make your presence especially known to them, Lord, that you are in control of all things. And Lord, all these other requests, Lord, that you'd see those according to thy will. And Lord, again, that you would just pour your grace out, Lord, whereby those that are affected from the least, or what may appear to be the least circumstances to the most dire, Lord, that you would pour your grace out according to each situation, whereby, Lord, we may be held up and still say, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Now, Lord, again, we just pray that you would be with Brother Dennis this morning as we go into the preaching portion of this service. And Lord, forgive us of our exceeding sinfulness, but we fail you. We ask these things for thy blessed name's sake. Amen.
Amen.
For just a few minutes, if you turn to 1 Peter, it's definitely one of those times of reading a portion of Scripture and had a little different. They still go hand in hand. Had a little different thought, and then something else jumps out at me. And it's sort of funny. A funny place, I guess, maybe not. As I was reading through this, I had one thought in mind, but as I read over it a few more times, another thought came to my mind, and that was the great commission that was given to the apostles on the day of Pentecost. And the religious world has taken that story out of context, and a lot of people have done it because they've been misled. A lot of people have done it because there's money to be gained, money to be made, big money, in the organized mission field, if you will. But brothers and sisters, we know this, but during that age, there was a commission given, but it was very specific. Very specific. And it was fulfilled. And as I read through this, I'll start reading here in just a minute. As I read through this, if the Lord's people want to have something that they call the Great Commission today, we have one.
Yes, we
have one.
Absolutely.
And I want to read through this, and we could probably read through the Lord's Word and pick out multiple, but they all work hand in hand. But as we read through this, I'll point out, hopefully with the Lord's help, what I'm talking about. I want to begin reading in 1 Peter. I want to back up to the 24th verse of the first chapter, just to sort of get some context going. Beginning 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 24. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falls away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envy and all evil speaking, he's talking to us, brothers and sisters.
Yes.
As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. If we don't do this, there's no growth. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Have we tasted the Lord's graciousness? I believe we've tasted it this morning already. But when we fail in the first verse, we're going to miss His graciousness. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Verse number 5, brothers and sisters, there's the Great Commission, if you want one. Ye as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, that holy priesthood. Here it is. To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's our commission. That's what we're supposed to do. And by doing the things that have been laid out up to this point, laying aside all malice, guile, evil speaking, hypocrisy, that gets us on the right track. Gets us on the right track. Now flip over. To chapter 4, and I want to read the first two verses, and keep in mind what we just read. There's a lot of scripture in between, but there's a lot of times you can omit it. Go back to me, because I'm not saying omit it forever. But omit some things for time's sake, and they just go hand in hand. Again, keep in mind what we just read. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. Now I want to flip back and read verse 5 again. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, when we lay down this flesh and this carnality, and that's the only way that we can be a spiritual house, that's the only way that we are a, in our experience, that's the only way that we are a priesthood, is by laying aside all these things, denying ourselves, and follow the Lord. And then, are we lively stones? We're not dead stones, we're lively. Mm-hmm. But to be alive, again, in our experience, to be lively, we can also be dead, clear, fall into death.
Yeah.
It's an experience thing. So, for this to happen, again, we have to lay aside carnality. Yeah. And then let us aside some more than we do, and let's take advantage of the lively stone that the Lord has made us. And let us continue to build on that head, that chief cornerstone, whereby we can offer up sacrifices and then be obedient to the commission that was truly given to His church today. Come on, brother.
Amen.